Secret Orders. Today, with the world at war, good against evil, the most important orders are secret orders. Men and equipment moved to distant ports under cover of silence. Tomorrow, Terry Lee, the American boy in China, will also receive secret orders. So be sure to listen in. Today, there's an exciting transcribed adventure in store for you, but first, here's good news, too. Terry and the Pirate is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. You know, I sure hope, boys and girls, that not a single one of you will take any chance on getting your airplane spotter. You'll sure be a disappointed kid if you miss out. Now, what I want to impress on you tonight is this. The closing date of this wonderful offer is almost here. The deadline is this Saturday at midnight. Yes, after midnight Saturday, you'll have missed your chance to get Terry's official airplane spotter. So, kids, for your own sake, do this right away. Immediately after the show, ask your mother to let you run over to the store and get two cans of Libby's tomato juice. You'll need those labels to get your plane spotter. Those labels and just one dime. Take the labels off the cans, and on the back of one, print your full name and address. Then enclose a 10-cent piece and mail to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You know how to spell Libby's. L-I-B-B-Y-S. That's all you do. Just send in two Libby's tomato juice labels and a dime, and this wonderful airplane spotter is yours. That is, it's yours provided the envelope with your order is postmarked by midnight next Saturday. So, get going, kids. Make sure you're not disappointed. This is your chance to learn how to spot 16 famous planes, how to tell an air cobra, a booster buffalo, a tomahawk, a hurricane, and many others. Now, all you need is two Libby's tomato juice labels and one dime. Send the labels and coin with your name and complete address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Remember, once this offer closes, you'll never be able to get this airplane spotter made like Terry's. And these days, everybody should know how to spot planes. So get your order in now, tonight, to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago. And now, Terry and the Pirates. The ancient town of Tarzan in the mountain region has been attacked by the invaders. The town itself is of no military value, but the enemy wishes to stamp out its Chinese inhabitants and their peaceful way of living. The little town is surrounded by a deep, rocky gorge across which was a wooden bridge. But that bridge has been destroyed, and so part of the invading force is close to the town, and the remaining soldiers are beyond the canyon. The position in Tajian is perilous for Terry, April, Burma, and the others. They must drive the enemy off, and at the same time, submit to artillery fire from the guns beyond the canyon. A radio message to Pat Ryan in Yankuk has brought his Chinese commandos. They arrived in a huge army transport and parachuted out behind the enemy lines. And then they started their attack.
Terry, Jude, I've just been up in the tower. The Chinese commander's up there.
Hey, you better tell him to come down out of there. That's the highest point around. It's a natural target.
One of the guns from across the gorge is really sure.
Listen to me. Over to the west, we saw a big transport plane. It was flying low, and a lot of men bailed out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know a plane and a flock of parachutes when I see them.
Oh, enemy reinforcements, huh?
I don't think so. It looked like a Chinese plane, a big one. Maybe it's Pat and some of the commandos.
Well, could be. Brother Ryan is apt to do something like that.
I wonder if the invading soldiers saw the plane and the parachutes.
Oh, I doubt it. The plane was low. There's a ridge of mountain land off to the west. The plane was behind it. Besides, it's getting dark.
Hey, if that's Patner's men, we'd better find out.
Right, we ought to get in touch with them.
But there's no way of getting a message through to him. The town's cut off, not only by the soldiers on this side of the gorge and on the other side, but by the darn gorge itself. There's no way to get out.
Yes, there is.
Now, don't give me a lot of talk about secret tunnels and all that.
Now, look, Mr. Hennig, I'm not giving you a lot of talk now or any time.
Ooh, wow, that's nipping me in the bud. Sorry, I didn't mean to upset the permanent.
Now, listen, I can lead you men to the spot. But after that, you're on your own. You'll have to be an expert.
Well, this is the other end of town, but there's the Grand Canyon. Yeah, and it's just as deep.
Sure is. Must be 1,000 feet or more, Burma.
Yeah, but not as wide.
Well, I used to be a pole vaulter in my college days.
You never went to college, Mr. Hennig, so pay attention. You see this wire? Here, hooked onto this scrub tree?
Yeah.
Well, unhook it, and you'll get the idea how you can get across the gorge to the far side.
Oh, I get it. You swing across.
Not me, Terry. You can do it. Maybe your funny friend here can do it, but I'm just a poor, weak woman.
Like they do in a circus, dude. You hang on and swing out across the canyon or gorge or whatever and land on the other side.
Yeah, only there's no net below to catch you if anything happens.
Well, nothing has happened so far. The natives use this wire swing all the time.
Well, what's the trouble? Don't they like to cross by bridge?
Well, you'll have to ask them. I have a passion for minding my own business.
Well, this thing looks strong enough. You just grab hold above the loop, you walk back here and run.
And swing through the air with the greatest of ease.
Don't tell me the daring pilot is afraid of a joyride on a strand of wire.
Just leave it to a woman to make things sound silly.
Look, stop that talk. If I'm going to swing across and try and join Pat, I'd better start now. You coming with me, dude?
Oh, why not? I'm not welcome here.
Oh, stop talking. I just hate to see you leave, but you better hurry.
Okay, I'll go first. Gee, I hope that was Pat and his commanders who bailed out of the big plane you saw.
Well, good luck, Terry. There's plenty of land to spare when you swing to the other side. You can see the level spot.
Right. Well, here I go. A good run and I'll make it. Four on the floor. He made it.
Yeah. He's young and not afraid.
Okay, heads up. I'm swinging the wire back.
Okay, let it come.
All right, Mr. Hennig, let's see you swing it.
Yeah, swing and sway the Chinese way. Hey, why don't you like me, Bones?
The pained expression on my face comes from indigestion. I'm really very fond of you.
Well, why do you write me all the time?
Hey, what is that, the $64 question? Now, look, dude, I think you're a wonderful guy. Because I'm fast and frothy doesn't mean a thing.
I know, you've got a good heart. Looking after those Chinese orphans proves you're a regular fellow.
That kind of talk goes good with sugar and cream. Now, goodbye and good luck, and keep an eye on Terry.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, I'll be seeing you.
Sure, it'll be an amusing way to forget my troubles.
Huh? Here I come, Terry. You look great, dude.
Well, we're over. How much for that?
Yeah. But you won't get me to swing back, not me.
Oh, you don't mean that, dude.
Don't I? Here, grab this wire and hook it for me.
Sure. But golly, you've been up in a plane. You've had machine gun bullets and any aircraft shells fly through the wind.
Well, that's different. That's bad. This business is too darn dangerous.
Well, how much for that? He's seeing you, Burma.
There's Come on.
Ah, she's a swell gal, dude. She thinks you're one of the greatest guys that ever lived.
Yeah. I'd like to hear what she says about somebody she doesn't like. Ought to be an education. Well, let's get started. Must have a 2-mile climb through these rocks.
And we're going to circle around behind the invaders. That's where we'll find Pat. Down, Terry, down.
Where did that stuff come from?
I don't know, but we'll soon find out. I'll use my hat up to the top of this rock. Now we know. Look at this hole in the lid. Good thing my head wasn't in the hat.
I don't see how that could be enemy soldiers firing at it.
Bullets don't care who shoots them.
No, I mean that's a sniper. That's good shooting. All right, the town and back that way. You can see the highest temple. The invaders are down that way. You can see white puffs of smoke.
Well, you have mighty good eyes considering the sun's almost down.
But I'm right. So the one who's firing at us must be one of the commandos.
Well, here we are and here we stay. Somebody's got a bead on it.
Well, shoot it, No, don't shoot. Listen. It's Wang.
Who?
Don't shoot, Wang. It's me, Terry, Mr. Hennig, airplane man.
What about the bridge?
Look, put that rifle away. You almost kicked us off.
Yeah, we know you're good, but look. Where's the captain? Where's Mr. Ryan?
Come on,
Doctor.
What's that?
The picture, eh? Well, it's dark enough now. We'll get busy.
What are you going to do, Pat?
Force those monkeys down into the gorge and make them give up.
Uh-huh.
And how are you going to do that?
Well, the whole outfit is lined up right at the edge of the gorge now. They're having a field day blasting that town on the other side. My men are all armed with Tommy guns, and we have a nice assortment of tear jerkers to talk to the boys.
Tear jerkers?
Yeah. They explode, and everybody has a good cry. Makes quite a ball game.
Uh-oh.
Tear gas is just wonderful.
Okay. Smart.
Yeah, and so does the gas. By the time the enemy figures out what's happened, we've taken a flock of prisoners and driven the rest down into the gorge.
And saved the town of Tarzan.
Yeah. Well, he's like a story. Only it hasn't happened yet.
Well, when do we start?
In 2 minutes. This little job was planned on a time schedule, so keep an eye on my wristwatch. You men all set, Wayne?
Yes, sir.
How about you? Sing high. Everything's set to go, eh?
It is cool.
Now, look. You two lads better stock up with these baby bombs. They'll come in handy.
Yeah, sure.
So Burma is in the town of Tarzan, eh? With a flock of Chinese orphans, and the invaders are shelling a poor little undefended village. That's just swell.
I'd give a lot to have a plane right now. I could stop this show, but quick.
Well, I left orders for a couple of our planes to fly over this way if we can make it. Rather dark, but a couple of flares and a few incendiaries ought to light things up.
Listen, I hear a plane.
You haven't got that spotter along, Terry, but take it from Drew. There's more than one plane.
Yeah, but what kind?
The town of Tarzan will be saved, and the people saved from the hands of the invaders. All over China, there is stout resistance, and in the end, the enemy will be driven out of the land. But there is much to be done before that happens, and I'll tell you what part Terry and his friends will play in just a moment. Now, don't forget, kids, the deadline is Saturday at midnight. Yes, unless your order for an airplane spotter is postmarked before midnight this coming Saturday, you're going to miss out on one of the grandest offers ever made. The offer of Terry's official airplane spotter, just like the one that's meant so much in the show. A spotter that shows you how to tell friendly planes from those of the enemy. That give you all the dope on 16 famous makes. British, German, and Jap, as well as planes made here in the good old USA. Now, to get this thrilling airplane spotter, you'll need two Libby's labels and a dime. The labels are from Libby's wonderful tasting tomato juice, a juice that's rich in vitamins, too. Print your full name and complete address on the back of one Libby's tomato juice label and mail them with a 10-cent piece to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago, Illinois. That's Terry in care of Libby in Chicago, Illinois. Now, don't take any chances, kids. Get your order in pay of them with a 10-cent piece to Terry in care of Libby in Chicago, Illinois. That's Terry in care of Libby in Chicago, Illinois. Now, don't take any chances, kids. Get your order in tonight if possible. Now, you know you want that airplane spotter, and you just need two Libby's labels and 10 cents to get it. So get on the job now. Remember, one way you can help win the war is to buy United States war bonds and stamps. Well, the Chinese commandos will carry on, and they will grow in numbers, and Pat Ryan and Terry and Jude and the others will play an active part. So join us for tomorrow's transcribed adventure when we have many important things to tell you. It's a big radio date. So remember the time and the station.